Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you. Zach Jones, he's out for a little bit on a vacation. Good for him. Snowed a lot overnight. Not cool. That was interesting to wake up to. Obviously, hopefully you're driving safe out there. 803-0550, the number to call. As Bills and Bengals this Sunday, these two teams are not the same as they were a couple years ago. But is the scar tissue there for you as a fan worrying about the Bengals and how often it has looked like they are not a good match for the Bills? And anything else on the table for you as well, 803-0550, the number to call. Talking about how this game might really help the Bills out in terms of playoff seeding and everything that could be going on here with this team, I'm genuinely curious as to if they can get something done in terms of a pass rush. It is very frustrating to me that this team cannot get consistency in the pass rush, even with Joey Bosa healthy in the lineup. Bosa's injured. He's out week to week. And, well, I mean, Bosa's had a career where he has injury concerns. He has had a career where he does have these little issues of, like, he'll pick up an injury or two and he'll miss a couple games. That's unfortunately been a lot of what he has had happen in his career. As long as it's not a season-threatening type of injury, get him back ready for the playoffs healthy. That's all it is. He's currently week to week, according to head coach Sean McDermott. Get him back healthy. Why? Because you're getting nothing else from the rest of the defensive end depth chart. And Greg Rousseau is obviously the biggest name here. He signs an extension. He has gone four games without a sack. He had a nice four-week stretch before that. It just seems like Rousseau continues to be mired in inconsistency when he was supposed to be seen as like one of the primary benefactors for Bosa's arrival this year. You know, maybe you're not facing the left tackle or the best pass blocker constantly, because then that's where Bosa's probably going to line up, or he might be able to exploit the matchup and blocking might have to shuffle a little bit. Like, Bosa will be the one to get the chip, not Rousseau. And yet, Rousseau still has three sacks on the air, which is as many as Ed Oliver in three games. And if you're going to face a team like the Bengals that has a Ja'Marr Chase, a legitimate problem, you need pass rush to help you with the pass coverage on this. There needs to be help. You cannot expect for Christian Benford, Trey White, Max Harrison, newcomer Darius Slay, anyone to be guarding Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins for long portions of time and not expect them to get open eventually if the pass rush is not getting home. I'd imagine the Bills might cook up a couple blitzes or two based on the fact that Bosa's out, might try to generate some pressure from other places. But that's going to be something I'm looking for in this game. Can you generate pressure? Can you get things done? And maybe that will turn into part of the recipe in winning this game. The offense is still inconsistent as it is. They've kind of shouldered a little bit of the blame for a majority of the Bills' four losses this year. And you've got to be able to step up here because the Bengals' defense, while it has played a little better over the past couple weeks, is still infuriating beyond belief. They're not a team that defensively is going to give you many issues, especially because of the fact that their first-round pick, Ja'Marr Stewart, has not had a sack since last year, September, in his final season at Texas A&M. And Trey Hendrickson has missed, I do believe, four games in a row now. He might miss his fifth straight. They don't have a lot of investment in on the defensive side of the ball, and it shows. You should, offensively, be able to get yourself in a groove and at least stay up and keep up with Cincinnati if they are in for another buzzsaw-type game. But what the Bills cannot get away with is relying on the defense to really help bail them out this year. Or this week, I should say. This is not the time to do that. It's kind of funny. Both of these teams do have an interesting parallel where their top-tier pass rusher is out for this game. Hendrickson, four sacks on the year in only seven games played. So, yeah, there's a little bit there to where it might be a very favorable thing for the Bills if they don't have to deal with Hendrickson on the other side of the football. But the offense needs to be able to keep up this time around and have a little bit more consistency to their game. You can't get away with it like you did with Pittsburgh because they are a punchless team. Ja'Marr Chase is a problem. He almost has 1,000 yards already on the season in 11 games. T. Higgins is just as problematic. If he is out of concussion protocol for this game, it's an issue. But this is an opportunity, though, for the offense in a little bit of a get-right type of game. For the passing offense to get right. Even if Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins are out due to injury again, both of them practiced limited yesterday. But if you don't have them, it's not like the Cincinnati Bengals have a pass rush of world enders. You should be able to make things work. You should be able to make things work. But if the offense can't have consistency here against a Bengals defense that is really offering you the opportunity for a get-right game and to really showcase the balance, it's going to turn up the heat again on an offensive coordinator that has seen a little bit of the ire this year of Bills faithful. The flack will be on the general manager again for a depleted offensive roster in terms of the outside because Joshua Palmer's banged up. And you haven't gotten much out of Keon Coleman. You got a touchdown out of him last week, but you haven't gotten much out of Coleman. You aren't using Shakir in the right way. There's a lot of frustrations with the Bills' offense. But this is the opportunity. This is when you have to get it done. But the Bengals are going to present a unique sort of problem here for you. And the problem is you have to keep up. I'm just going to, if the defense is able to step in and take care of a couple drives, good on them. I'm not going to expect them to play with the consistency that they have since the bye week. Mostly because it's really not fair to ask of. But the Bills have shown this year they can get into shootouts if they need to. Tampa Bay is one of those games. Kansas City is one of those games. Their offense can do this. It's the consistency in which they do that has become the most frustrating part of this season. Because for every Tampa Bay game, there's a Houston performance. For every complete game that you have control against Kansas City, there's the Miami loss. And it's really been like this all year for them. There's a couple of games where you really see that, okay, the offense is not even playing their best game. They're scoring 30 points. But ever since New England, that consistency has been gone in terms of the scoreboard. In terms of really being able to get out there and take control of the game. Hopefully, against Cincinnati, you have a chance for the offense to look a little bit more complete. Allen had 123 passing yards. Part of it in the second half is because you didn't have to necessarily. Because the Steelers just refused to defend a certain type of running play. But there needs to be more consistency from an offense that has last year's MVP. Especially because of the fact that you had the same coordinator. So, what's going on? The other thing that you need to look for, though, here is, or at least I'm looking for, is where are they in the standings? Because the Bills do have a chance to move up the ladder. They are the seventh seed. They are in a playoff spot. But you want it to be a little better than this. And currently, the way that they're losing right now in terms of tiebreakers is conference games. Conference win percentage. The Chargers currently sitting in the 5 seed at 7-2 in the conference. The Colts only a half game up on you, 6-3 in the conference, as they've played one more game within the AFC than Buffalo has. But right under them, Houston, you would lose that tiebreaker too, if not just for the head-to-head. And typically when teams are tied for record, they don't use head-to-head anymore. They use conference schedule and conference record. So the Bills need to get things done. There could be some moving, though, because of the fact that there are a couple teams with some interesting matchups here this weekend. One of them being the 6-seed Indianapolis Colts, along with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Colts-Jaguars at 1 o'clock this weekend on Sunday. And the Colts are in a bit of a free fall. With Daniel Jones dealing with the leg injury and the fact that they have not been able to find their game and also having to go through the gamut in terms of one of the hardest schedules to end the rest of the season. Meanwhile, Jacksonville's taking advantage of that fact. They've overtaken Indianapolis for the AFC South. Both of these teams are going to try to fend off the Houston Texans, who are currently one game behind at 7-6. But whoever wins this game is going to have a nice leg up on the other in terms of the AFC South and how they can manage to get things done from there. Because both teams are 2-1 in their division. You have a chance to really get a leg up here and fight for that seeding. What does that do for the Bills? Well, not much, because both of these teams would have pretty similar conference records at that point. The Colts with a loss, though, would actually give Buffalo an advantage. And I do think Indy's going to lose. They have been in a free fall. They're not as good on the road, and they have been a little bit of a problem to themselves. I know a game that a lot of people are going to watch with a vested interest, Steelers and Ravens. A clash of 6-6 Titans. No, not those Titans. They have nowhere near six wins. Steelers and Ravens, I'm not sure what's going to happen here. I mentioned how Indy has a tough schedule. Baltimore might have one that's worse. Baltimore's schedule to end the year is the Steelers, a division game, the Bengals, a division game, the Patriots, the Packers, and the Steelers again. So this matchup against Pittsburgh is really going to help determine what's going to happen with the AFC North in terms of what Baltimore is able to do. As for the Steelers, they are just middling incarnate. They're not a team that should be taken seriously, and yet they've been in the top spot of the North, mostly because of Baltimore's failures this year. Not anything to do with how the Steelers play themselves. It's because the Ravens got off to such a dismal start after playing through a buzzsaw to start the year. They took advantage of a soft underbelly in the middle of the season, and then Baltimore's now got to deal with one of the tougher schedules to end it as well. Or at least division-laden. But people that are afraid of Baltimore, I can't really join you there. It's not just because the Bills have their number in the playoffs. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes. It is because of the fact that the Ravens are not good this year. They are a team that on paper they should be better than what they're supposed to be and what they actually are. But no, they're not. They just don't live up to their potential. They continue not to live up to their potential. And if not for the Bills' own failures there, a light would be shined brighter on Baltimore because of it. Other games within the playoff picture that people are going to be paying attention to, I mean Sunday Night Football. Chiefs-Texans. The Houston Texans could put all but the coffin in the Kansas City Chiefs this year. Chiefs might be without both of their starting tackles against Houston. And I'm pretty sure everyone remembers that game between the Bills and the Texans where Allen sacked 8 times. The Texans' defensive line waits for nobody. And that defense has been so good, it's carrying them back to life here in a chase for a playoff spot. Houston's the team I don't want to deal with. Mostly because if you're going to be facing Houston, it's likely going to be in Houston. And that place has become a disaster for Buffalo. Yes, I know. Past outcomes don't guarantee what the future is going to have. But that doesn't mean that I'm not scared of them because of that. I'm scared of them because their defense is that good. Similarly, Denver is that team. Denver, like Houston, is one that I don't know what's going to happen here. Denver faces the Raiders. We all know good for Denver. That's going to be an automatic win. The Raiders are a joke. Good for you. The Chargers, though. Monday night, they've got the Eagles. A ticked-off Eagles team that is inconsistent in their own right. Justin Herbert is dealing with injury to his left hand. He just had surgery on it. He's going to try to play through it. He's day-to-day. I don't know if that's the best of ideas, but they're fighting for their playoff lives just like Buffalo, just like Indianapolis, just like Houston. So Justin Herbert is going to keep playing. And I don't know if it's the right call for them. I just know that that is an interesting one, to say the least. But that's the look at the teams playing when they're playing and how things are going to shake out from there for the AFC playoff picture. Hopefully, though, The Bills just take care of business on their own, first and foremost. It is tough that they are not amongst the division leaders because they are so good at home. But if you can at least get yourselves into more favorable position, maybe playing against whoever wins the AFC North, well, you have a chance to do some more damage to that division this weekend as well. We'll take an early timeout here. We'll come back and look more into how the Bills match up against the Bengals. Why is it that there's a little bit more optimism from me about Cincinnati, despite the fact that this team does not have success against the Bengals as of late? Are you ready to take your tailgate, your game day tailgate, to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Every Friday, a winner is announced. During Football Friday with Chope and Bulldog, fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Welcome back in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer here with you as the snow has been in, out, on your car, on the roads. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Unfortunately, it's everywhere. We're here. It's December. Get used to it, right? Bills against Bengals on Sunday here. And I do think that there's plenty of opportunity. I'm not scared of Cincinnati. Am I scared of the Bills? Yeah, kind of. 803-0550 is the number to call here as, again, phone lines are open. If you want to jump in here, get in here. There is a reason, though, for a little bit of optimism. Why? I just mentioned it. We've hit December. Do you know what that means? That means that the Bills will refuse to lose games within this month.
Well, we
typically,
hope. We hope.
Typically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Those teams that have done that, in my opinion, have been a little better than the one we currently have.
They've been a little better.
Hopefully they can go on a run.
Hopefully this team does not show that they are different in a bad way, because if they lose one, it's fine. Like, if they lose a game in December, I'm not worried about it. Because, you know, nobody's perfect. But Cincinnati, New England, Cleveland, Philadelphia, you better look out. Because Buffalo is 18-3 in December since 2020. A majority of you, of those four teams, are not going to have a good time. My bet is probably that New England wins somehow because everything is miserable this season.
New England beats the Bills?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Howard picked the Bills yesterday, and that's the one game he picked to drop for the Bills. He had them beating the Eagles, but the Eagles also don't know what to do with themselves at this point. So
that still would put you ultimately
12-5,
but also it would still only give you four losses within the month of December if you run it like that, if you run chalk.
And realistically, I mean, looking at a 12-5 record, is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just not what you expected for the year, and it's still kind of a disappointment. It's also, if you end up 12-5 on the season, it does mean that you once again put yourself into an on-fire end to your season. Say you win five of your last six to end the year, including the Pittsburgh game. It comes back to, all right, so the Bills are just the same old Bills right now. The only difference is that the same old Bills don't have their usual playoff bugaboo in the playoffs with them. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Kansas City ain't making it. I'm calling my shot.
No,
now.
Are you kidding me? They're playing the Texans this week.
Are you kidding me? They're playing the Texans this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're making it. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I thought you were disagreeing with me there.
That might have come off like that.
When you
realized,
are you kidding? I thought you were asking me if I was kidding that I'm calling my shot now. Kansas City's not making it.
No, I was calling that shot last month. I'm so ready for the Chiefs to not make the playoffs. If the Bills are going to be miserable and, you know, go out in the wild card, I'd love to, for the Chiefs just to not make it in. See what Nick Wright has to say, all those guys, right?
Like, they will be dunking on him left, right, and center.
It'll be interesting to see, though, what the national media conversation would be around the Chiefs at that point. We've already started seeing some of it a little early, in my opinion. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday.
Kansas City's conference. So I mentioned conference record, right? Mm-hmm. How that is a primary tiebreaker when you're dealing with non-head-to-heads. Kansas City is 10th because they have a worse conference record than even the Steelers.
Yeah, they don't have any tiebreakers at all in their favor.
The tiebreaker they have is the Indianapolis Colts. You have it against one team. You lose to Houston, you're dead.
Well, in the
Miami
Colts,
has a better chance probably to make the playoffs at that point than you do, because Miami has at least not lost to every single team within the wild card race.
In the Colts' current predicament, though, they could get run out by the Texans if the Texans get hot here.
Yeah, it's not the Chiefs that the Colts should be worrying about at this point. It's Houston.
Yeah, and you have an injured Daniel Jones with a fractured fibula still, and he's not able to escape the pocket like he normally would be. And teams can just sell out against the run with Jonathan Taylor and throw a pass concept in the right? Like,
yeah,
they're able to defend now because you lose a little bit of the edge you had with Daniel Jones before the injury. So if I'm a Colts fan, and I know our own Trevor Howard is.
We have a Colts fan within this building.
Rush Hour Howard on the traffic reports on our sister station, WBEN.
Trevor's not doing good.
He texted us in our group chat earlier this week and legitimately mentioned Colts losing out
actively
for the season. It's over. Don't talk to me. It's done.
He's actively having a bad time.
Yes.
And that's most Colts fans probably right now, seeing the season slip away from them after they had the what are you start to the season. And it's showing right now. What are you? I don't know. But it's all about trending. The Bills have been consistently inconsistent this year. That's who they are. That's kind of how it's been, especially out of the bye week. You've been a little bit of an erratic pattern. That's your team right now, but you have enough wins as a leeway that if you remain inconsistent throughout the rest of the year, 11-6 probably gets you into the playoffs. And I'm talking about the worst case scenario type for the Bills here. You're like losing two games in your final five. It doesn't look all that great. But the funny thing about it is why I'm calling the Chiefs dead. The Bills have the tiebreaker on head-to-head over the Chiefs. The Bills have the conference tiebreaker over the Chiefs. And sitting at 11-6 would mean the Chiefs would have to run the table and still get the door slammed in the face by the Bills. That would be golden. If Kansas City were to, say, run the table on this season and then still get their face slammed by the door as they're trying to make their way to the playoffs. Yes, I know. Don't ever call a team dead until they're mathematically eliminated. No, Kansas City does not have good odds at all at this point. The Bills were 6-6. I know. The Bills also really made it through their pathway with the division. It almost very much a couple years ago turned into you win the division or you're missing the playoffs entirely. Kansas City is at, you need to make a wild card because you're not catching Denver. They're four games back of Denver. And yes, they play Denver again, but still, the fact that you see the Chiefs four games back from their division, they have to make it through a wild card, and they do not have tiebreakers on anybody. If they beat Houston, obviously the story changes. But I don't think they do. I think that Kansas City, playing without two of their starting tackles, with an offensive line that's already bad, going into Houston, with the way that that defense is playing, good night, sayonara. Hope to never see you dealing with the playoffs again. It's not like Houston's got like a bunch of world enders to end the season either. You've got the Chiefs, Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts. But more concerning is the amount of points that their defense allows. Over their last five games, the Houston Texans have allowed 20 points or more once. I can actually extend that to their last six games. They've allowed more than 20 points once. The Texans really are the team to look out for here. Especially if they take over the division. Knowing that Buffalo would have a chance that they would be traveling to Houston, I don't love that. But the other thing that's working for the Texans this year is their magic with one-score games. They've been relatively successful after the start of the season in terms of one-score games. But their defense is otherworldly. That is the thing. They have an elite trait to them. Kansas City's not good at anything this year. That's why you're sitting at 6-6. The Bills, at least, are still a top 10 offense, and they're still, at least numbers-wise, showing up. But I do think it's safe to call Kansas City dead. And as a hater, good riddance. Indy's the interesting one to look at. Obviously, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, whoever fights to win the AFC North is going to be something to look at. But for the most part, you're looking at, well, realistically, Kansas City needs to win out to have a chance to make the playoffs. And I don't see that happening. They're not good enough this year. It's funny. I saw, granted, it's First Take, so take this for what you will. But I think I saw something about a segment where Dan Orlovsky's talking about maybe the Dolphins can make the playoffs over the Chiefs. Okay. I mean, I believe it right now this season with how things are going for them. Yeah, I don't really see a pathway for Kansas City to make it at this point. They're not of course, winning against Houston would make me eat my words. And it wouldn't be the first time. I know I could say things that are not correct. That's kind of the game sometimes. But I trust Buffalo more than I trust Kansas City. That's for sure. I trust Houston a heck of a lot more than I do Kansas City. This year still, it really is so weird. If there's a season where the Bills are like the 6 or 7 seed and then Baltimore and Kansas City in its entirety miss the playoffs, it all of a sudden turns into, yeah, remember that dangerous trio of the AFC? Yeah, that's done with. That's probably going to be the narrative of the offseason. I mean, it's probably going to be the narrative anyway.
Yeah, the godfathers of the AFC are no more.
It's more or less like there's a seismic shift going on within the conference and how things have gone at this point.
You know what I'd be intrigued to see, Derek? And I was thinking about this yesterday. Will Drake May have the same slump after the high year, right? Technically, I know he's already a sophomore.
It's so a sophomore
it wouldn't
slump.
Necessarily
yeah,
be a sophomore slump, but he finally has the coach, right? Jaden Daniels has a great season. Caleb Williams in his sophomore season having a great season. When they get tape on these guys in their system currently with their better coach, could you see a slump, if you will, right? Like, I think that's a very real possibility. We've seen that with quarterbacks who really kind of show out for the first time, they kind of do regress in
for
the second
me,
year.
For me, it's going to be, how does New England respond next year with a first-place schedule?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be to me. That's where I'll see of like, hold on, let's not go ahead and start crowning the Patriots all of a sudden as they're all the way back. They're back this year.
Well, and they might not even be. If the Bills play them in the wild card or something, they could knock them out in the first round, and then the top seed of the AFC East means absolutely nothing at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
There's still a way for this to turn into not quite the similar fears of which of like, oh, New England's all the way back. Having the reminder that the Bills are fantastic in December, if they do go on this kind of run that they're normally used to, then it becomes same old Bills. Same old Bills has been ended by one team. Almost exclusively. But this is also not going to be same old Bills because they're going to have to be on the road. Get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Alan tweeting in, Bills beating the Bengals 34-23. He's calling his shot there. And that the Colts will be the Jaguars of 2023, where they were 7-2, and then they finished 9-8 to miss the playoffs. I do think that that might be, the Colts are turning into the pumpkin. I do really think that that's going to be the worst case scenario here for how things go for Indianapolis. It's not looking good for them anymore. And it's not looking like the start of their season and how the potential started for them. Does it stink that Daniel Jones has a fracture in his leg? Absolutely. Did you really trust them all the way throughout anyway, though? No, probably not. Because we were all asking through the start of the season, what are the Colts? Because before New England took over the number one spot, it was Indianapolis. And we're all sitting here like, of course, this is the year that the Bills have a chance at the one seed, the most realistic chance at the one seed, and Indianapolis is refusing to lose for some reason. Well, nope, it just swapped out for New England. Go to the phones here. Jim in Cheektowaga, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. So I'm listening to all this talk about Kansas City, and I have not heard it. I could be wrong, though. But I don't think anyone's brought up the point that they're not going to make 4 Super Bowls in a row now. And that's what I was concerned about at the beginning of the season. So we
yeah.
still hold that record, even though they're all losses. But
hey, you know what?
Record.
Jim, I appreciate that, though, of that attitude more or less of like, I mean, it's still ours, so take that. Like, you take the wins where you get them. As a certified hater, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. Like, take that, Chiefs. You're not taking even the last thing that you could take from the Bills at this point. You've already dished out so much misery to the Bills and their fan base at this point that it's already one of those things where, like, oh, great, they can – have won four straight conference championships just like the Bills. Nope. And you know what's even the better part about this? You know what's even better about that, Jim? That the Chiefs are very likely not making their fourth Super Bowl in a row now? You know who helped put them down there this year? The Bills. I got my wish in a very, very different way. Joe, do you remember at the start of the year when I said, I'm the sicko, I want to be the one that puts Kansas City down in the playoffs? I want it to be Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. They indirectly did, I guess. Well, they directly did, but, you know, in the regular season, so it wasn't in the playoffs.
It is more of an indirect way. The scenario I talk about of, like, Kansas City has to win out, and I think that at worst the Bills finish 11-6. Tiebreaker means the Bills would slam the door in Kansas City's face.
Yeah. Yeah. They could be the ones to do it. That
could be the
funniest thing.
They could be the ones to do it. And it's like Scar with Mufasa in The Lion King. Spoiler alert. He's sitting there and he's just smug, like it's finally happening. Digs his claws into the paws of Mufasa and says his monologue. Yes, I know the Bills haven't won diddly squat compared to the Chiefs, but you know. It still would be nice to slam the door in their face. Do we got time for one more? I think we got time for one more. We'll go to Jay in Hamilton. Jay, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
I love the love hate talk of the Chiefs. Here's my hidden nightmare. The Chiefs are going to lose out. Okay.
Yep.
They're going to get a top 10 pick. Pick a revolutionary wide receiver. Probably trade back into the first round again. And then we got another 5 years of dominance because they've got Patrick Mahomes. I think my nightmare might be coming true. I will let you know how it turns out again. So stay tuned, my friend.
Jay, thanks for that nightmare fuel. Appreciate that. Really? Cool. Thanks. But in all seriousness, I don't think that nightmare fuel ends up happening, more or less because of the fact that the Chiefs still are as inconsistent as they've been this year. I don't think they're going to finish with a top 10 pick because the Jets, Browns, Raiders, Titans, Giants, Saints, Cardinals all exist. And the Falcons are there. By the way, that's the Rams having that first round pick, by the way, scary enough. The Vikings are 4-8. Washington's 3-9 this year. Yeah, there's too many teams in the way, I think, for Kansas City to make a top 10 selection. So there's your good news, Jay. Allowing you a little bit of respite from your nightmare. And we'll see what happens the rest of the way there. But I don't think Kansas City's going to end up finishing that poorly at this point. Just as I think it's as unlikely that Kansas City makes the playoffs. They're going to be that mediocre team that finishes this year picking 17th or 18th. Who knows? Anyway, we'll take a timeout. Wrap things up on the other side here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But don't forget to tune in to WBEN 930 and The Wolf Buffalo on Thursday, December 11th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the SPCA Serving Erie County Radiothon presented.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
By Trocare College. Do your part to help raise money for the over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA each year and give them a chance at a healthy, happy life. This year, adoption fees for pets 6 months and older are half off. Big thanks to Picasso's Pizza and Paula's Donuts for fueling our volunteers this year. We'll take a time out, come back, and wrap things up here on the other side on the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Thanks, everyone, that's been listening in here today on the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you. Joe Kelly on the board here with me and you. Thanks to everyone that's called in, or at least the last segment that called in. Thanks to Sal Capaccio. Joined us as he's getting ready for practice. You'll be able to hear the latest, see the latest. Check him out at Sal Sports on Twitter. He'll also have the practice recap on our website at WGR550.com. By the way, Saturday, Bonaventure, UB, 8-1 versus 8-0. Big Four basketball is back, baby. And at Alumni Arena, the UB Bulls taking on the St. Bonaventure Bonnies. That's going to be an awesome game. It's on ESPN+. The matchup predictor right now heavily favoring St. Bonaventure as they would. But what a land Daniel Freitag has been for UB, the transfer from Wisconsin. My God. But I'm sure we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that. Joe, you and I will be back at it for Sports Talk Saturday this weekend. We'll talk to Bob Gaughan previewing this game as well. And then we're done right as that game tips off at 2 o'clock, so I feel very good about myself about that one. But that'll do it for us here. Sal's back in the chair tomorrow. Sabres Live is coming up next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.